Alrighty, here we go. Another edition of the John DiBella Show Daily Podcast. It's everybody's favorite day, Friday, May 31st. My God, it's June already tomorrow, and we had a lot to talk about on the show today. We started off in Canada. Well, California, but Canada has reason to be proud this morning. We also hit the phones today to find out where you slept. We're creepy like that. The Philly 500 is still taking flack. IHOP is rebranding as IHOP. And comedian Heather McDonald was back after a three-year hiatus. Had a great time with her, but find out for yourself right here, right now. Happy weekend, everybody. It is the Daily Podcast.
Raptors won last night?
Yeah, they did.
I didn't hear that score until you guys started talking about
yeah.
it.
Yeah. Go Canada.
Yeah, and you know what? I think it has a lot to do with the sixth man. I don't know if you know about what happened.
I forget who their sixth man is.
Well, their sixth man is their fans. All right, and it seems that a bunch of them decided that they would go outside of the Golden State,
the Golden State Hotel
at 3 o'clock in the morning and start shooting off fireworks.
Oh, nice. Wow. Canada plays dirty? What happened to them?
Yeah, so the sixth man might be a jackass, but he is, in fact, the sixth man.
They apologized profusely, though, afterwards.
Yeah.
I'm sure.
Yeah, of
I'm
course,
sure.
because that's what the Canadians are all about. They're such nice people. 68 degrees outside right now. We've got Joe Mackey. Is it Mackey?
Mackey. Yeah, just think of reference monitors.
Okay, fine. Yeah. Thank you.
The John DiBella Podcast.
Who the hell do you think you are?
I'm an idiot.
Has everyone gone nuts?
Philadelphia's classic rock, 102.9 MGK.
Back to the Bruce album. Is there any songs about sleeping on that by any chance?
No. There's, as far as I know, there are no sleeping songs.
We should look into it.
Yeah.
I think we should look into it. Maybe
yeah.
called Rockabye Johnny.
Is there a reason why we should be looking into this?
Yeah.
Because I knew it. I said it yesterday. I knew that you guys were chomping on the bit over what I did yesterday. Totally accidental. Totally accidental, right? But yeah,
that wasn't a protest snooze.
No, it wasn't a protest snooze at all. Well, let me explain what happened. I had taken a muscle relaxer. I was having big back pain on Wednesday night. Mm-hmm. Okay, and I took a muscle relaxer, but I took it too late in the evening. So when I got up yesterday morning, I was really sleepy.
A lot of eyelid muscles.
A lot of eyelid muscles.
I didn't know that.
Here's the problem.
Okay, here's what happened.
Bill, our boss, comes in for once a week to chat about the show.
Right.
And it takes maybe half an hour. 4 minutes of that is actually about the show. The rest is just BS.
Right.
And Bill is talking directly to John, like literally 5 feet away from him. And John is staring at Bill and just eyes are going like a baby.
Yes.
Like a child. His eyes are going. His head's
drooping.
He pops back up.
Right.
While the boss is talking directly to him, John is falling asleep. Yeah. Muscle relaxer or not.
Bill looked at us
bad.
Like, is this a bit? Like, what? Is he for real?
No.
He's seriously out, isn't he?
No, I went out a couple of times.
Yeah.
I went out. Well, you know, the combination of the drug and then we had just done the entire show. I was, you know, this is exhausting, this work.
Yeah, this 4-day work week.
It's brutal. 4-day work week. There are guys digging holes right now going, screw you, DiBella.
Exactly. Right. People with real jobs.
Yeah, sit there, play another song, say something stupid. All right, you know. But no, I mean, I can guarantee you I am not the only person who has fallen asleep in odd situations. There are other situations I have fallen asleep in that I will not discuss on the air.
Yeah, I know those.
Right?
Ouch.
Ouch. All right. So,
not with John. I wasn't physically in the room when John did that. But.
Right. But I'll tell you what. 215-263 WMGK. Where did you fall asleep? Just, you know, we do that. You know, and obviously we're not talking about in your bed or in a chair in the living room or something like that. What unusual place did you fall asleep? Come on, you two must have.
In particular at work, I want to hear about.
Well, this was early on when I was starting in radio, and I had, not that I've been here forever, but I had other jobs as well. So I was doing morning radio, and I was exhausted in the afternoon. I've fallen asleep in bathroom stalls at work.
Here?
No, not in here. In the other job that I was working. Just quick cat naps, but a couple times throughout
the little stalling.
The worst, I fell asleep crossing Ron Street on the boulevard.
In your car or just on foot?
In my car.
Oh, my God.
Oh.
Yeah.
I've done that at lights before.
Yeah, yeah.
It was a doze. Like red lights? It was a doze, but I don't remember going through that light.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, God. That's insane.
I mean, no, no. If we come off the air and I have to drive out to King of Prussia,
sure.
That drive becomes so monotonous.
Oh, yeah.
I start nodding. I don't know how you get home.
That's why I started dipping, so I'd stay awake on my drive.
John, that's the key. We're going to start dipping right when the show ends.
215-263-WMG. GK, where did you fall asleep? Yesterday, our program director was in the office. I had taken some muscle relaxers the night before. I fell asleep in front of the program director.
Right in front of him.
Right, right. And these two are just having a heyday with it.
It was glorious. So, it was just so perfect.
I'm surprised I didn't get any GIFs coming home, any memes coming home with me sleeping or snore or Z's coming out of my head or something like that.
When you left... And part of it was we were done, but you left because you were dozing at your desk still.
Right.
I said, drive home with your windows open.
Blast the radio.
So the question at hand is, and I know I'm not alone, you fell asleep where? There's nothing that these two love more than finding something they can bust my chops about, right? And I did something stupid yesterday. I'll admit it, right? It was by accident.
It wasn't so stupid as it is. Hilarious.
Embarrassing. Okay.
You know, right. Bill comes in for our weekly meeting. Bill, our program director.
Right.
And he's just going through stuff with the show and talking directly to...
And he can be very boring.
He can be.
He's pretty animated for a boss.
Bill's hands move a mile a minute when he's talking.
Yeah, he's Bruce Lee.
Well, at one
hands.
Point, he's talking to directly at John. And he's 5 feet away from John. And John is snoozy Magoo over there.
Yeah, you just see his head drop.
Like you're falling asleep in class. His head's falling down.
Yeah,
his eyes
are
drooping.
Big time.
While Bill's talking to him about something we have coming up at the station.
All right.
Like, that's a pretty poor time to fall asleep, man.
I mean, just because it's our big ABCs of classic rock high-low game where you can win $1,000 and I fell asleep as he was explaining it to us, even though I've been explaining it on the air. Come on. I've been explaining it on the air for 3 days now. Why did I need to have it explained to me again?
I just like that our meeting's directly after the show. It's not like this is even like 12 p.m. getting
right.
towards the end of our day.
No.
It's immediately after we get off the air. Right. We still have adrenaline running through our veins. Well, John doesn't.
I do.
Steve and I usually
I'm exhausted because I do all the work.
I brought smelling salts
today.
Well,
you know what? Why don't you finish the segment? I'll take my headphones off and...
No, I mean, I can fall asleep just about. I fell asleep standing up once. I was working at a radio station. It was like early in my career. I was doing like the Saturday overnight. And then on Sunday morning, we ran all the public service. Right. And you had to, play those tapes. I had to stay there until the morning guy came in about, 8 o'clock in the morning. And it was freezing at the radio station. But there was this one window that was shining like beautiful sunshine into this corner of a room just off the studio. So I went there, and these tapes are a half hour long. So I went there just to stand in the sun to keep warm.
Yeah, like a cat.
And fell asleep.
That's understandable. Your boss isn't chatting to you.
With my head in the corner. Right, and I wake up to flip, hearing the tape go. I don't know how long we were off the air. So the number here in the studio, 215-263-WMGK. Good morning, Brenda. How are you doing?
I'm doing good, thanks. How are you?
I am well. So where did you fall asleep?
In the middle of a root canal.
Oh, I do that all the time.
Dentist chair.
Are you supposed to? Are you drugged up enough to do that? I've never had
no.
one.
No.
You have a gentle dentist.
Yeah, it's painful, right?
No. The root canals aren't painful. They're boring.
They numb everything.
Right. The pain from root canals is the amount of time they've injected your gum.
Well, that seems like a good place to fall asleep then.
Yeah. Okay. Except I snore.
Well,
right? The dentist didn't appreciate it. Raphael!
I was in front of a cash register while I was inputting tickets for my hotel during night audit, standing up. Almost hit my head several times on the cash register, straight ahead.
Joe!
You!
Okay, so where did you fall asleep?
I fell asleep at Raven Stadium back in the day during the Corn Kid Rock and Metallica show.
Oh, my God!
Metallica.
I mean, I fell asleep once during Savoy Brown, right, which was a loud blues band, but nothing like that.
I had about 700 miles under my belt that weekend, so it was the end of the night. I was found out I was going to have to drive afterwards, and I just started nodding away.
How much of the concert did you miss?
I'd say about 4 or 5 songs in Metallica.
Nobody sits at those shows, so where were you sleeping? I'm imagining you getting trampled.
We went up to the upper level. We were on the floor for Korn and for Kid Rock, and then we went up to the upper level to relax for Metallica, and I guess once I sat down for a minute.
Okay.
That was it. Okay. Stacey?
Yes?
Where did you fall asleep?
I fell asleep in a jury box in a courtroom.
Oh, no! Please tell me you don't snore.
I do. And I fell asleep, and it got real quiet in the courtroom, and when I woke up, everyone in the courtroom was looking at me.
Oh, the prosecutor,
everyone.
Did the judge have anything to say to you about that?
No. I ended up being the alternate, but...
Well, not like you would be all that much better at that if you were sleeping through it. Have a good morning. Ray, what about yourself?
Well, my wife and I had just started dating, and we just started having sex.
Uh-huh.
And I happened to be doing the thing, and I passed out, went out, just like that.
Wait,
she never let me live it out.
In the middle of doing the deed, you fell asleep?
Yes.
Yeah, Ray, you know what? I've been there. I'm with you.
I'm hoping it was woman on top.
No.
Oh! See, all right.
That's messed up, Ray.
When I did it, I'm not sure. I think I tell a different story than my wife tells. So, but I did fall asleep during sex as well.
Yeah, you lasted 10 times as longer in your story.
Well, yeah. I
mean, well, well fortunately enough for me, that woman's long out of my life. Kathy.
I didn't fall asleep. Someone fell asleep on me.
Well, here's the opposing view.
Yes,
here's the opposing view to the last guy.
You were dating Ray?
I had to go to a therapist for some reason, and I didn't want to be there. And as I'm talking, he fell asleep on me.
Oh, wow. Okay. He didn't fall asleep on you.
Yeah, this started
sexually.
He fell
asleep sexually. In front of you.
Right.
Very different. Very different from what happened to Ray.
fell asleep as I was talking, and then I had to go back the following week. And he fell asleep again.
All right, did you get your money back?
No, I was more embarrassed for him than he was for me, you know, than he was. But he was asleep for quite a while.
Well, obviously your problems were very boring.
Yeah, they are.
Have yourself a great morning.
Okay, you too.
The John DiBella Podcast.
Listen, we're doing a radio thing here. Go with it.
102.9.
Screw you, DiBella!
MGK.
And your imaginary Corvette!
Hang on, I want to check something on my life.
All right.
And it's not there.
What's that? What are you trying to say?
I guess my life didn't come in the 500. Right, because I was looking for the numbers on the songs, and it didn't come in the 500. Oh, I'm very surprised. Right? And he was in town that weekend.
Right.
By the way, I got another. I've been getting some nasty emails from people in regards to the Philly 500 because we campaigned for a song.
Right.
And now they all claim it's fixed because
Stop
we said,
whining.
Hey, you know what?
People, what, did you have money on it?
Right. And along with the fact that people had 10 votes.
Yeah. Right.
All right.
You could stack the deck.
So if they gave us one, they still had 9 other votes to place. Mm-hmm. So people can be so cranky, Cindy.
They can.
I know. All right. Now, where did you fall asleep?
You know what? I have a lot of insomnia problems, so I can't think of any time I've fallen asleep in
really?
A weird place. Yeah.
Wow. That's like my wife Lisa's the same way. She doesn't sleep at all.
Really?
Oh, never.
Never learned to.
That's why she's always so joyful.
Oh, yeah. Ball of sunshine.
The John DiBella Podcast.
It's like squishing a spider under a book.
Philadelphia's classic rock.
It's going to be really gross, but I have to look and make sure that it's really dead.
102.9 MGK.
Remember last year when IHOP came, they changed their sign supposedly, getting IHOB,
right?
Yes.
Right? Yeah, so it would be a B instead of a P, like they turned it upside down because they wanted to announce the fact that they were selling burgers.
Did they ever even do that?
Yes, they did. But it only lasted like a day or two, right? Well, guess what? They're at it again.
Well,
but they're not
beer.
They're not explaining it. No, it's not going to be a beer, right? All right, they're changing IHOP to IHOP.
Capital P?
No, they're all capitals. They're all uppercase, right?
What kind of scheme is this, IHOP? What are you up to?
I don't know. Maybe it's pizza. International House of Pizza. Yeah. I can't imagine going to IHOP for pizza.
Papa John's is struggling, maybe.
You're just a smell. That's a conflict of smells.
Yeah.
All right. You know. But this, you know, and
there's a lot of horrible things
they were
you could
putting,
guess.
Maybe it's peanuts. Maybe they're putting peanuts in something.
Maybe.
Glad you, right? Yeah, wow. Didn't sound like what it was at first.
It didn't sound like peanuts at all.
It was peanuts. Well, I made that very clear.
Hop
it was
on
peanuts.
By. Right on one.
Although someone put on their website, is it peanuts? Mm-hmm. And their response is, you ready for this? We're not telling you.
Oh, jeez.
I'm never going
that
there.
That intern's fired.
I know. They're trying to keep up with the Wendy's people.
Right. Yeah, don't even try.
Do not even attempt.
Just the idea of walking in there and...
Here at IHOP, we're always making exciting new changes. That's why we changed our name to IHOP, then changed it back to IHOP. Well, we're changing it again to IHOP.
But that's what it was before.
Nope, before it was IHOP. Now it's IHOP.
That's the same thing.
No, it's not. At first, the P stood for pancakes.
Okay, great. Now what does it stand for?
You'll just have to find out.
Okay. Now?
Nope.
But when? That's not an answer.
IHOP. You loved it when it was IHOP before.
I most certainly did not.
And you'll love it now that it's IHOP.
Same thing.
See you soon.
No, you won't.
The John DeBella Podcast.
You are crazy in the most wonderful way.
Philadelphia's classic rock.
This is the funnest night ever.
102.9. MGK.
Ahead of you tonight and tomorrow night for two shows is this woman. She will be at Helium Comedy, and you can get tickets through heliumcomedy.com or 215-496-9001. A show tonight, a show tomorrow, 7:30 and 10 o'clock. Ladies and gentlemen, back in our studio once again after a long hiatus. It seems she was here last year. We weren't. Heather McDonald is here. Good morning to you.
Hello.
Oh, your mic's not on. Wait a second. There you go.
Oh, boy. Technical difficulties
Hello.
Here, too.
Thank you for having me.
All right. She's just complaining about her podcast.
About the technical problems. Yeah. Right. And it starts off with a technical problem.
It's okay.
All right. How you doing?
I'm doing great. Yeah? Such a pretty day here.
Yeah. Well, the last time you were here, it was like god-awful hot.
Yes, it was very sweaty, but today is like just absolutely picturesque. And coming in from New York yesterday, because I'm on Wendy today, so I did Wendy last night. I mean, the rain was like so scary, and then today is just gorgeous. Mm-hmm. So.
Well, rain does fear you people in California.
Oh, yes. I was like, oh, my God, are we going to live? Like, is anyone even going to come to the show? So it's amazing that people will go out in bad weather to do anything.
Well, but in California, all you have to do is get a roadway wet. And people are crashing into everything. I mean, it's just like, oh my God, what are we going to do? It's wet.
I know. I know. That's why I love how we are. I love it. That's why I live there my whole life. I need the sun and the fun.
And you are a native California. You are a true rarity. I mean, there aren't a lot because, you know, who is it that said that thing that California is you know, an entire state without parents? Oh. Right? No.
Well, I'm like the complete opposite because I bought the house next door to my parents.
You're kidding
me. My kids go to the same Catholic grammar school and high school that I went to. I mean, I could not be more keeping it real. I must be the most like hometown LA person that there ever was. So, yeah, I got married in the same church that I was baptized in.
Wow. How did your husband handle living that close to in-laws?
It was, he didn't care. My parents were so trying to like not overstep their bounds that it was like almost a little weird. I'm like, you can come over. Like, you know, something goes wrong. And so they were, no, but it was great. You know, I mean, I feel bad for anybody that has little kids that don't have like grandparent help and stuff. So it was really fun.
Now, is he a Californian also?
Yes, San Diego.
Wow.
The hard streets of Oceanside.
Wow. Yeah.
he was a lifeguard, and every time he'd be doing something like risky with the boys or doing something dangerous, I'd be like, you know, I don't know. And he's like, please. I was a lifeguard in Oceanside. I'm like, that's not being a Navy SEAL. That's like reminding people to put on extra sunscreen. Like, get over yourself. Yeah.
And the idea of being a lifeguard in San Diego, which is filled with Navy men and women,
yes,
like they can't swim.
Right, yes. You know? It's really okay, yes.
What's he do? What's your husband do for a living?
He was an mortgage broker in real estate, but now he helps me with all my stuff.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's a nightmare. Don't work with your spouse.
All right, yeah.
Sometimes whenever he tells me to do anything, I'm like, all right, Ike Turner, all right. I'm like, I'm the star. He's like, what? I'm just asking you to sign this thing. Okay.
Now, now, you're on Wendy Williams regularly. You were on Chelsea for the longest time.
Yeah, I worked on the show. I wrote and produced it and appeared on it. Yeah.
Right. Do you get recognized easily? Are you somebody that people find out?
Not as often as I'd like.
I'm sorry.
I'm doing very well as far as stand up, and I have a podcast called Juicy Scoop that's become very popular. But, I like people to approach me. So if you see me on the streets, I usually look pretty cute. I'm down for a photo. Don't be shy. Don't be shy. I need that ego boost. I only have so many years left, and I would like you to recognize me. Yes.
Do you? Because I think we may have, the first time you were on the show, we may have brought this up.
Yes.
Do people do Celine to you? Because you have a Celine Dion look.
She does Celine to the people.
I do Celine Dion impression. And so the other day, Celine Dion was doing carpool karaoke, and it went super viral. So I woke up, and one of my I call them the juicy scoopers that listen to my podcast go, please do this, because I do a lot of videos on Instagram and YouTube and stuff. And I was like, oh God, now I have to go do this. And you know, I used to have an entire staff at Chelsea Lately that could do a sketch. Now I'm like, I go get a mammogram, I go to Ross Dress for Us, I try to buy the outfit, I come back, I do my makeup like Celine, my husband puts the GoPro in the car.
I was going to bring him up. I knew you put him to that test.
I did the GoPro thing. Yes. I call my friend Fortune Feimster, who was doing my podcast at the time. I'm like, can you do James Corden? I know you're a girl, but whatever.
She absolutely can.
And
that's
she
perfect
totally
casting.
Did, and we just went out and we did it. And but then I was like, we have to get it out by 6 o'clock tonight, otherwise it's like old news.
Right.
Yeah.
And I was like, gosh, I'm freaking amazing. I have to do this all myself, but that's what's kind of great about this time in media is that if you're not on a TV show and you have these great ideas, you can still execute them and bring joy to the people.
Right.
So I brought the joy to the people.
Now, they did singing in the, traveling in a car, whatever the hell he calls that damn thing.
Carpool karaoke.
We get up at 3 o'clock in the morning, so it's not a show we see regularly. Yes, yeah. Right. Did you sing in it?
Yeah. So what the carpool karaoke was, you know, it's just every time it's like him just coming in and. And when I watched, everyone's like, oh, my God, she's so funny. Well, I've made fun of Celine for years because I'm like, you're not funny. You're like kind of a geek and you can sing, but it's always her being like, ooh, okay, what can I sing? You know, just got a puppy. Ooh. Like she's always just like acting. So, you know, and that's exactly what she did. She gets in the car and she's like, oh, and singing all these songs. And so then what we did was we did like, you know, hip songs and she was singing them. And anyway, just go to my thing. It's at Heather McDonald. But it was, but then we have to edit it down to the 1 minute for Instagram, which is like, that part is hard. But it's really fun that I can like come up with something and do it right away. Mm-hmm. And now I'm like, I like watching all the Real Housewives type stuff. So I started doing reenactments under a minute of the whole episode, but with Barbies. And I have this woman in Kansas that will like make me the outfits exactly what they were wearing. And I'm like, oh my God. And then as we're filming it, my sister and I are like, oh my God, she looks stunning. I'm like, she is as plastic as she like we're lighting this Barbie and then I do the voice and I'm like, so it's really fun, like just to do different fun things besides doing the stand up and the podcast and stuff, to have that entity of posting something like within a few hours.
Now, I have to ask you something that came up in your last special because of Dave here.
Okay.
Because Dave, do you consider yourself what? Frugal? Because we call you cheap.
Yeah. No,
call
Dave you cheap. Says parsimonious.
Parsimonious.
Dave's an parsimonious.
Only on fancy days.
And my wife's one of those. I say that she's frugal. She says, no, she's value oriented.
Ooh, that's a great one.
Yeah. Okay. But your husband is cheap.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. And it's trickled down to the boys, my sons.
Uh-huh.
I believe it's a gene. We did a 23andMe and it showed up in all of them. Uh-huh. And I don't have it. Uh-huh. Okay. But there's certain times where after 19 years of marriage, it has like rubbed off on me. And then all of a sudden it was our kids' spring break. And my sister has two kids and so do I. And the Catholic kids have a different spring break than the kids that go to the public school. My older son's in public school now. It's something they've always done. I don't know if they do it here. I believe it's so the Catholic kids never associate with public school kids. I don't know. But now you're a parent and you're like, what the hell? So I go, let's go to Maui, just my sister and I and the kids. So no husbands. And the greatest thing happened from the airport to the condo. We just didn't go to Costco. We did not go to Costco. I'm like, why do we have to go to Costco? To my, I'm like, you and I are the only ones drinking. Like, let's just go to a, you know, a grocery store and buy a couple of, like, why do I have to buy a 12-pound thing of pokey that I'm going to feel stressed about not finishing? Like, I don't want to barbecue myself. Like, I want to go to a nice hotel and have a meal. And it was, like, so freeing. And then I just realized, oh, my God, the sacrifices that I've made being married and catering to my husband and sons all these years. It's like, no, I don't want to celebrate my birthday at Dave & Buster's. I'm fucking done. And it's like, oh, my God, it was like this eye-opening experience. So, yes.
I got to check out Costco.
I love Costco, but I'm saying you don't have to go on a vacation. Like, you, how much are you truly going to save? Like, go to the restaurants.
Hey, people. I bought a half a cow from Costco last weekend. So
my husband asked me to return a half-drunk bottle of Kirkland Cabernet wine. Not a lie. Okay, I'm like, what are you talking about? They take back anything.
Right.
Okay? And I go, what? And he goes, it just didn't taste the way I remembered. I go, oh, it doesn't taste the way you remember when we went to the Kirkland Napa Valley Winery and you took your private jet there? It's $6. I'm not returning it. And then my older son is like, I'll return it. I'm like, you're 15. You're not returning open alcohol. They took it back. They freaking took it back.
Heather McDonald is appearing tonight and tomorrow night for two shows at 7:30 and 10 o'clock. Tickets are available through heliumcomedy.com or 215-496-9001. It is great to see you again.
Thank you. Please
don't make it be 3 years before I see you one more time. I realize other people are in control of that, but, you know.
Well, no, I love Philly, love the people. It's a gorgeous day. I'm excited to be here. Thank you so much, and I'll see you guys tonight or tomorrow.
Booyakasha!
The John DeBella Podcast.
Yeah!
102.9.
Say that again.
102.9.
Yeah!
MGK.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.